Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny and breezy today with our high nearing 76. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, staying cloudy with a low around 44. Southwest winds still between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms will continue throughout the day on Friday, staying cloudy with a high nearing 49. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, hemp is becoming more popular here in the state of Kansas, and the Midwest Hemp Technology Company has officially announced their new grain and fiber processing facility in Augusta, Kansas. As KWCH News reports, the headquarters will be on 4 acres that includes multiple buildings and storage facilities. The Midwest Hemp Technology Company says they are working with local farmers across the state to process Kansas-grown hemp for industrial purposes. They say the hemp grain is cleaned, sorted, dehulled, and pressed to make food for humans and animals, and their goal is to try and create a new regional supply chain for the product. In other news, you may have noticed that there's less birds flying around the state of Kansas during the summertime and the fall, and some say it's due to the drought conditions where they haven't been able to recoup from their long travels.
Cheyenne Bottoms is a huge wetland, and so it's most notorious for attracting shorebirds and waterfowl, especially this time of year with the fall migration. We're at the wetlands.
That was Curtis Wolf on KWCH News.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your guests. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Well, with less than a week away from election time, the final polls have come out showing the support for the gubernatorial race, showing Democrat Governor Laura Kelly with a near 3% lead over Republican candidate Derek Schmidt. KSN News reports that the poll was released by Emerson College, showing Kelly with a near 46% support of reelection, with Schmidt at 43%. Dennis Pyle, the independent candidate, is up near 4.5% to 5%. They say that 4% of the voters right now are still undecided.
I think it's kind of locked in. And we'll see which side can get out their vote. What's interesting is she's competing in a Republican state as a Democrat. And if she was to actually win the race, I think it would be a gold star for the Democratic Party, considering what they're looking at in other parts of the country.
That was Emerson College polling executive director Spencer Kimball on KSN News. Those that are floating undecided right now show that 52% are leaning towards Governor Kelly, with 22% leaning towards Schmidt. In the U.S. Senate race right now, Republican U.S. Senator Jerry Moran is up on his Democrat challenger in the poll as well, sitting 54 to 33%.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Mid-America Stock Show is officially underway in Grand Island, Nebraska, with a variety of class participants and animals, and it's set to go through November 6th. And KSNB Local Channel 4 says that a lot of children are showing up to the event to show off their animals, as the main category being the junior showman.
We're putting this on for ranchers, from ranchers, for ranchers, another place to exhibit our livestock and market our livestock. It's one of the best, if not the best, facilities to have this show at. A lot of the major junior shows during the summer are here.
That was Richard Pitts, the director of the Mid-American Stock Show on KSNB Local Channel 4. The D1 Livestock Judging Contest is set for Saturday this weekend at 8 a.m. in the Five Points Bank Arena. The winner of the showman competition will head out to the Livestock Exposition in Louisville, Kentucky. And officials from the event say they are excited to see the youth get involved with livestock, as they say it teaches kids how to communicate responsibly and how to work through adversity.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Valley Technologies will receive a USDA broadband 50% grant to deploy fiber inside city limits at Frankfort, Hanover, Washington, and Waterville. Some 3,000 residents, along with 255 businesses, will benefit from the project. A pilot program offering federal financing options, including grants and loans, to create or improve rural e-connectivity. BVT recently completed fiber to the home projects in Blue Rapids, Bremen, north of Frankfort, east of Winifred, and Bern, with projects underway in rural Nemahal County and the city of Marysville. BVT's fiber networks currently encompass a total of 16 communities and multiple rural areas across four counties. Customers in grant areas will be notified by mail when work is scheduled to begin. Effective immediately, East 3rd Street between Ballard and B Street in Washington, along the north side of the sheriff's office, will be closed temporarily due to sewer replacement. Hospital access from C Street can still be made via East 2nd Street. 18th Street in Marysville, south of the American Legion, is to be closed for street repairs. This is a project that was planned for earlier this summer. Firemen overnight monitored the last of a large field fire north of Beatrice, which was reported around 4 p.m. Wednesday between Hickory and Hackberry near 51st Road. Seven fire departments responded with mutual aid and largely contained the initial blaze fanned by gusty winds. Area farmers contributed plowing fire lines. A fatality accident was reported in Gage County Monday afternoon. Ronald Niles, age 80, of Adams, was crossing railroad tracks 2 miles east of Adams and was struck by the train. The driver, Ronald Niles, died at the scene. Luke Myers has joined the staff of K-State Research and Extension River Valley District as Agriculture and Natural Resources Extension Agent in the Clay Center office. Growing up in rural Pennsylvania, he was active in 4-H and FFA. Has a college degree in ag economics from Kansas State University, along with experience working with farmers, ag policy developers, and ag financial operations. Agriculture and natural resource agents develop and deliver educational programming related to agronomic and livestock production, ag economics, management and public policy, natural resource conservation, and environmental stewardship. The River Valley District include offices at Washington, Belleville, Clay Center, and Concordia. Dennis L. Cook, age 69, of Odell, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dennis Cook. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, smothered pork chops, mashed potatoes, garden blend veggies, and peaches. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, rice, asparagus, and cinnamon pears. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
The Christmas spirit has hit Frankfurt. Make this holiday shopping less stressful by getting it done at Frankfurt's Holiday Open House. Happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, spend a day in beautiful downtown Frankfurt. An invitation from these participating businesses.
If you're looking to refresh your wardrobe this season, then Jane Elaine Boutique is the place to start. The best selection of trendy, affordable clothes. From size 0 to 24, every style is in style. Check them out online at janeelaineboutique.com to see their full selections of cute tops, jewelry, shoes, stuff for the kiddos, and new arrivals. More than just a boutique, they now do full-time custom printing. Jane Elaine Boutique in Frankfurt, because having fun while looking good is a way of life.
Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt welcomes everyone to their holiday open house Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with gifts for the entire family as well as for yourself. It is never too early to start thinking about gift baskets for the holidays. And don't forget their famous fudge. You won't be disappointed the minute you walk into the shop. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Get your holiday shopping done at Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with their holiday open house.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny but breezy today before a large cold front starts to move through overnight. As showers and thunderstorms move in overnight tonight, there will be a marginal risk for some severe weather, with the main threats being large hail, gusty winds, and a slight chance for some tornadoes. This threat for severe weather will continue until early on Friday, and a chance for showers will continue as we head into Saturday. For today's forecast, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Cooling down fairly quickly overnight tonight, a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 50s. Staying much cooler as we head into Friday, some showers and thunderstorms continue, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid 40s and mid 60s. A slight chance for some rain throughout Friday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. And showers possible on Saturday, sunny with our highs in the mid-50s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early November 60, record high on this day 90, the average low 36, and the record low 7. Sunrise this morning 7:57, sunset this evening at 6:24. Right at the average high temperature to start the day, 61 with a south wind surging in. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 3rd of November. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Continuing the service and tradition built over the years, Latta Plumbing in Marysville is now Clark Plumbing. With full-service plumbing and HVAC services, new owner Sterling Clark reminds you that now is the time to book that full furnace maintenance. Be sure to ask about their yearly HVAC maintenance schedule so you can have peace of mind all year long. Same service, same location, just different name. Clark Plumbing, formerly Latta Plumbing in Marysville. Phone 785-562-2767.
A history-making effort to tie the World Series. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A day after launching 5 home runs, Philadelphia couldn't manage to get one hit.
You're swinging a ground ball to third. Bregman has it. The throw to first, and that'll do it. The Astros even up the World Series. 4 of their pitchers combined to no hit. The Philadelphia Phillies.
Dan Shulman on ESPN Radio. Houston making history and tying the World Series with the first combined no-hitter. And just the second no-hit game in the Fall Classic. The only other one, Don Larsen of the Yankees, perfect game in the 1956 series with the Dodgers. Houston got all its offense in the fifth, a 5-run eruption highlighted by Alex Bregman.
And Bregman lines this one over to right field, racing over Castellanos. He won't get there. That's going to go to the wall. Altuve scores. Right behind him, Pena. He will score. Bregman drives in two.
The call on KBME. Astros blank the Phillies 5-0. Game 5 tonight in Philadelphia. NBA, the Bucks drubbed the lowly Pistons, 116-91 to run their record to 7-0, the association's lone remaining undefeated team. Giannis led all scores with 32 points and 12 boards. The Cavs hosted the Celtics. Darius Garland had 29 points and 12 assists in his return to the Cavs, including this.
Garland at the other end. Love! And on the slam, Donovan Mitchell. Oh, what a pass by DG.
The call on WTAM, Jaylen Brown missed a last-second shot. Cavs survive 114-113. Luka Doncic's latest 30-point game saw him scoring 33 in the Mavericks' 103-100 win over the Jazz. NHL, the Maple Leafs' John Tavares hit another milestone in his illustrious career.
That was kicked away by Sandstrom, and Sandstrom is slow to get up, and they score! Tavares, his 11th career hat-trick!
The call on SN 590, the Leafs brush off the Flyers 5-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Sectional football games kick off with Thursday night action. Axtell hosting Hutchinson Central Christian. Games at 6. That was moved from Friday and will be Thursday evening at 6. We'll have it live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Friday night kickoffs, Hanover at Canton Galva at 7. We'll have it live on FM 95.5. Frankfurt at Lebo kicks off at 6. Centralia hosting Jeff County North at 7. Axtell football Thursday, Hanover football Friday, live on KNDY.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, yesterday was a very interesting day in the markets. There was a lot of news coming out of Russia. You know, Russia had first said that they were going to halt any kind of transports of grains. But evidently, they have not done that. They have actually had a reversal in policy. So that sent the grain market yesterday plummeting a bit compared to the rally that it had during the first part of the week when Russia was talking about discontinuing those shipments. Some other news that has affected the markets as well. The drought report came out, and it's the worst that it's ever been. So with all that information, here's what happened with the markets yesterday. It was a wild day. December corn ended the day down 10 and a quarter at 687 and a half. March corn ended the day at 692 and three quarters. That's down 9 3/4. Kansas City wheat for December, way down, 49 and three quarters down, matter of fact. And they ended the day at 940 and a quarter yesterday. Kansas City wheat for March ended the day at 938 and three quarters. That's down 47 and three quarters. December oats ended the day down 8 1/2 at 391. March oats ended the day at 397 and three quarters. And that's down 9. Taking a look at soybeans for November, 1440 was your final yesterday. That's up 4 1/4. Soybeans for January at 1454, that's up 6 1/4. Cotton for December ended the day at $79. That's up $4. Cotton for March ended the day at $78.64, and that's up $4 as well. Live cattle for December ended the day yesterday at 151.40. That's down 55 cents. Live cattle for February at 154.90. That's down 35 cents. However, feeder cattle for November ended the day at 178.92 1/2. That's up $2. And that's what happened in the markets yesterday. We're looking forward to a big Thursday, November the 3rd. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence. 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
There will be a land auction for Raymond Payshaw Saturday, November 12th. Property located in Washington County includes 148.5 acres, more or less, at the intersection of Cross Creek Road and Highway 36. This tract provides an excellent location along Highway 36 for farming, residential hunting, and investing. The property includes
148.5 acres with 137.5 acres dry crop, short 2 acres native grass, just over 9 acres tame grass. This land auction for Raymond Payshaw, Saturday, November 12th, begins at 10 a.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. For inspection, contact Prell Realty and Auction, Don, Steve, or Valerie Prell. Details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Prell Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
There are many issues facing the cattle industry today, and bovine respiratory disease is definitely one of them. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Greg Hanselcheck, K-State veterinarian in the College of Veterinary Medicine Diagnostic Lab, gives insight into the most costly disease affecting the beef cattle industry today, as well as Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine's unique way of testing for the disease through the use of a PCR panel.
It's the number one health issue that we deal with on beef herds post-weaning. It's becoming more important pre-weaning, but it is the thing that we deal with just right after weaning. It's also on dairy cattle, but beef cattle, it's just the fact that we've got circulating bacteria and viruses, and then as they go through the weaning process, there may be some weather changes, a lot of stresses going on, which depress the immune system, which then let those organisms actually just grow and do the things that they do in the lungs. Any stress will start it, and then we have several viruses, IBR, BRSV, BVD, and corona. Those are the viruses that are associated with it. We call it a multifactorial disease, meaning we've got multiple things that have to work together to cause disease.
Hanselcheck describes the unique test that K-State has in all of its abilities.
It's a pretty unique test in that it's a molecular panel, meaning we're looking for the DNA, and it includes all the bacteria and all the viruses that are associated with bovine respiratory disease in one test. And the neat thing is about it, we can run the test on if we unfortunately have dead animals on the lung tissue, but we can also do what we call deep pharyngeal swabs, which is just a nasal swab, and run the same test on live animals. So it's a really unique tool.
Hanselcheck explains a recent example where this panel has been beneficial to saving a group of calves from health problems.
We just had a case, it was 86 calves in one pen, and they started having bovine respiratory disease. They were dealing with it for over 30 days. And so when we hear that, then we know that there's something dietary or there's probably a virus that's circulating in there that's keeping the immune system depressed. They took 5 nasal swabs from 5 different calves and sent it in. And what we found is that there was a circulating BVD, bovine viral diarrhea. And BVD is an immunosuppressive virus. And so we knew that there had to be at least one animal in there that is a lifelong carrier. We call them PIs. And it was exposing everybody to this BVD, which was suppressing their immune system, which was causing the fact that we kept having the issue. And the fact that any antibiotic that was used in this group of calves was not working. So once they find out who the carrier are, remove the BVD from the pen, then health problems disappear.
That's K-State veterinarian in the College of Veterinary Medicine Diagnostic Lab, Greg Hanselcheck, with insight to bovine respiratory disease and K-State's unique way of testing for the disease. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting around 1,100 head of cattle for the sale today. And early consignments include 2 black bread heifers, 7 months bred, 2 black bred heifers, 3 months bred, 20 black and red spring bred cows running age, 5 black cow calf pairs, 1 black and white face heifer pair, 70 mixed steers and heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds, 55 black steers and heifers 450 to 650, 25 weighing in at 5 to 6, 5 Hereford steers 5 to 600 pounds, 20 Charlotte cross steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6, 20 mixed steers and heifers 5 to 650. 75 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, another lot of 75, 550 to 675, 65 black and Charley steers and heifers 575 to 775, 16 black steers weigh 650 to 675, 18 mostly red and Charley steers and heifers 650 to 850, 75 black and Charley yearling steers 750 pounds, 11 black heifers at 700 pounds, 39 mostly black yearling steers off grass weigh 750, 21 Charlotte cross steers and heifers 8 to 9, 100 black steers 850 to 950, 290 yearling steers 9 to 9 and a quarter, and 84 black yearling steers 900 to 1,000 pounds. Those early consignments for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Want to keep your green thumb in shape over the winter? A fun project for yourself and the kids today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 3rd, the 307th day of the year. Comedian Dennis Miller and actress Kate Capshaw were both born on this day. Just because winter is approaching is no reason to give up gardening for the season. Try this fun project for yourself or the kids. Fill a heavy-duty zipper freezer bag with potting soil. Sprinkle in some easy-to-grow seeds like chives, basil, or lettuce. Moisten the top few inches of soil, zip the bag shut, and place in a sunny window. Once green shoots have sprouted in your mini greenhouse, unzip the bag and watch your plants grow. It's a good way to keep the kids interested in gardening over the winter, and a supply of fresh herbs for your sauces and soups. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY, and it's 61. Yes, I said 61, which would be a high temperature for early November. Highs in the middle 70s on another warm day ahead today, but a cold front approaching will team with moisture surging in on the south winds, and thunderstorms are forecast tonight, late tonight for the most part, into Friday. Sectional football games kick off with Thursday night action. Axtell hosting Hutchinson. Central Christian games at 6. That was moved from Friday and will be Thursday evening at 6. We'll have it live on KNDY FM 95.5. Friday night kickoffs, Hanover at Canton Galva at 7. We'll have it live on FM 95.5. Frankfort at Lebo kicks off at 6. Centralia hosting Jeff County North at 7. Axtell football Thursday, Hanover football Friday, live on KNDY.
The 2021 Perennial Plant of the Year is Kelmintha nepeta nepeta. It was selected by the Perennial Plant Association members for its suitability to a wide range of growing conditions, low maintenance, multiple seasons of interest, as well as pest and disease resistance. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Kelmintha is one of my favorite perennials as well. It's a bee and pollinator magnet. But don't worry, the bees are more interested in the plant's nectar than you. Hardy in zones 5 to 7, it grows best in full sun, well-drained soil, and is drought-tolerant once established. The aromatic leaves are deer-resistant and form a mound 18 inches tall and wide. The white flowers remind me a bit of baby's breath and appear from early summer to fall. It combines nicely with shrub roses and other perennials. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Stand up and cheer.
He's going to keep. He's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Hail to old KU. Your Crimson and Blue, and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks host the Oklahoma State Cowboys at David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium. Pre-game begins at 1 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
Your home for Today's Country and Jayhawk football. Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
K-N-D-Y!
Saturday as the Wildcats take on the Texas Longhorns in a Big 12 showdown. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
KNDY.